money move.
Do these guys have any idea what they're doing? Probably not. But that won't stop them from making picks. This is BZ Money.
This big voice guy not realize we won money last year?
I think you're selling us short on sarcastically on how much we won. I think we won more than $10.
No, I think we won like a couple hundred.
Yeah, we had a good year last year.
Mr. Gal gives us $1,000 each and every football season. Oh, I forgot we did that part of it. He gives us $1,000 each and every football season, and then we wager his money, and hopefully we come out ahead. Last year, we won a few hundred bucks. The year before, I think we broke even. The year before that, we lost like $300. And by the way, big voice guy, I'm 2-0 in the NFL this week. +9 Dallas, under 47.5. I'm undefeated. I'm going to go out on top. All right, BZ Money. Blankers, what's the first game you want to sell to us?
Gentlemen, I'm here to sell you.
Hold on real quick. Sorry to interrupt. Do we want to do an individual bet here? Whoever has the best win percentage wins. Whoever has the worst win percentage loses. Drink bet.
I'm good sure. with that.
All right. Win percentage, though, because I think there's a few Fridays we're going to miss and stuff like that. Win percentage. All right, Brian. Blankers, go ahead.
Well, my first game I'm going to sell to you guys is week one, Cincinnati at Cleveland. The Browns are getting 5.5. I know it's a little bigger number, but at the same time, we know what a debacle their quarterback situation is. We know that the majority of their roster isn't good. Aside from Myles Garrett, there's not a whole hell of a lot of talent there. And I think that as bad as the defense can be for Cincinnati, they're going to score points, and they're going to score it in bunches. And you're starting off in week one with two healthy receivers and a healthy quarterback. I think the Bengals win by at least a touchdown here.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I'm on the Cincinnati side of this personally. I had them winning by 8 points. Branham Analytics has the Bengals winning by 8. So I'm good. I'm good playing this one for sure.
Branalytics.
That's a good call.
I'm good with playing it, but I like to keep the number low because let's not forget what the Bengals do in September. Lifetime Joe Burrow is 7-10-1 in September, and they lost in week one last year to the Patriots, who won like what 5 games last year. So let's keep this number low because the Burrows and the Bengals don't really show up until October.
You know, I'm a defiant son of a gun. I don't like when people tell me what to do. I say we bet big.
I kind of thought about that, but how big? The first bet of the year. 30?
$75.
Hell no.
No. 30?
I'm fine with 30.
Feels kind of soft for a game we all like.
Brian didn't like it that much.
The past is the history, and the future is a mystery.
What's on the back of his baseball card?
Friday.
Oh.
Friday.
Another day that ends in Y.
I mean, we all three said yes, and we're going to put on a little minimum wager.
I mean, we want to have money at the end of the year. Not saying that we haven't been good.
It's somebody else's money. It's not even our money. Pay the man his money.
But we want to get the money back next year also.
So how much did y'all say?
30.
Feel soft. Can you kick me my ring? I dropped it by you. It's a fidget spinner for me. All right, fine, whatever. Cowards.
Bad husband.
All right. ADHD husband.
Hey, that's Jerome. Slow down.
Jerome dropped it, yeah. Jeremy's fine. Jerome dropped it.
ADHD husband is what you meant to say. First game, I always forget that I'm not in red here. It throws me off because like I always identify in red, and it always throws me off whenever I see a color that's red and it's not me. But the first game that I will sell you, the Buffalo Bills, I know I hate on them because I don't think that Josh Allen's ever going to win a Super Bowl. But they're a good team. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. They're at home on Sunday. At Sunday night, they're at home. I know they're playing Baltimore. But the Buffalo Bills is a road, as a home dog, I mean? A home dog? Buffalo Bills, one of the best teams in the NFL, is a home dog? Absolutely not. Buffalo Bills should never be a home dog. Give me the Buffalo Bills. Give me Josh Allen. I've always believed in him in the regular season.
I'm on the other side of this. I don't like the game from a betting perspective regardless, but if I had to take a team, I'd take Baltimore because the same could be said of Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time MVP in the regular season. He plays his tail off in the regular season. They get to the number one seed in their conference in the regular season. Playoffs, different story. I like the Ravens to make a statement on national TV on Sunday night, so I stayed away from
it. It's on the road. Buffalo's the home team.
You're the decider, Brian.
Wrong team's favored.
I Joel, are you ready for this? I agree with you. Like, I would pick the Ravens in this game, and the number's not big enough to where I'd be comfortable taking a losing team thinking they could still cover the number with it only being 1.5. I mean, the Ravens should have won in the playoff game last year in the divisional round if not for Mark Andrews' fumble and a couple other miscues. I think they're the better team. I think they win this game.
What is y'all's record betting NFL games this year?
0-0.
0-0.
Mine's 2-0. Mine's 2. Are y'all going to flip it on me?
You want to, Brian? Or you want to just leave it?
That feels
a little
aggressive for week one.
Hey, don't pat. Hey, whenever, make note that this is my game because this would, in our side bet, that's right. Would play.
I know.
All right. Okay. I just wanted to be on the same page.
I'm with no play.
All right. Jabronis. All right.
I hate to immediately turn on Joel here, but Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay, a 1.5-point favorite. Wrong team favorite. Detroit's the better team. The number's low. Give me Detroit plus 1.5.
You ain't hurting my feelings. I know who's still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And I know that early season, even at home, the Packers aren't strong. And Jordan Love is still getting over, though it's not his throwing hand, the surgery he had on his thumb in the exhibition season. I think that Detroit's going to make a statement here. I think Detroit's going to win the game outright by a field goal. So I'm with you. I would take Detroit in this game.
Brandon Lytics has the Packers winning this game by 4. I'm on the opposite side of you guys. I think the Packers win. I think they cover.
Okay.
All right. Will we take in a low number here then, Joel?
Sure.
30?
Okay.
We went $30 on one that were unanimous.
I was going to say 20.
$30.
I would say 20 because I don't feel good about it.
All right, you want to go to 20?
Yeah.
All right, 20.
All right, Blankers, your second game?
My second game is the New Orleans Saints at home hosting the Arizona Cardinals. I know that he's the
greatest athlete on planet
Earth. I was going to say, you beat me to it. At quarterback, I think offensively, there is such a huge advantage for the Cardinals over the Saints. I don't care who starts at quarterback for the Saints. I think they're just playing to get to the gap, bridge the gap to get a quarterback to draft next year. I think the Saints are going to be awful. I think that Arizona has enough talent on both sides of the ball, but particularly if you take Kyler, you look for Harrison, their tight end's really good. I think Arizona wins this game by at least a touchdown. The spread 6.5, but I like Arizona.
Gun to my head, I'm on the Arizona side of this. Personally, I did not bet it. Branham Lytics had the Cardinals beating the Saints by 7. That's not enough of a cushion for me to play this game. So personally, it's a no play. Gun to my head, I would be on the Arizona side. So I will tread carefully.
Okay.
I would also, gun to my head, pick the Arizona side, but because it's Kyler, I don't feel great about it. I don't trust Kyler on the road in what typically is a loud place to play. So I would play the Arizona side, but I like to keep it low.
$20.
$20.
$20.
There you go.
Second game I'm going to sell to you. I like to target rookie quarterbacks early in the year as they're getting acclimated to life in the NFL. Even the very best rookie quarterback seasons, they've struggled out of the gate, or they struggled at least in their first game, first appearance. I also like to attack those rookie quarterbacks early in the season when they're playing road games. I like to attack those rookie quarterbacks when they're playing early season road games against good defenses. I like Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be good week one in the altitude at Denver. Denver's a heavy favorite, 8.5 points. I don't care. Lay the number. Broncos win by double digits. And ride, Broncos, ride, or whatever weird thing they say.
I'm with you on everything except for the fact that that spread's too high for me. I don't like the 8.5. I think they win by a touchdown. I don't like when you get that big of a number. I agree with you on everything else that you said. But, Brian, I'll let you call it because I didn't feel comfortable with the 8.5.
I'm with Jerome on this one. Rookie quarterback on the road in Denver, a team that led the NFL in sacks last year. I know that's not necessarily a sticky stat that's going to carry over, but I think this is a 10-point game or more. I would take the Denver side.
So you guys go.
25 doll hairs.
I'm good with that.
All right, Brian, close us out.
All right, so copy and paste a lot of what you said about a rookie quarterback playing on the road in their first start. Technically not a rookie, but J.J. McCarthy making his first start on the road in a divisional matchup. You got the Fighting Ben Johnsons on offense for the Bears. A lot of talent. We'll see if Caleb Williams gets together. But the Bears, a 1.5 home dog, with J.J. McCarthy have to go on the road. I don't like the Vikings side of this. Give me the home team plus 1.5.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I was going to say everything that Jeremy said about Cam, I'm going to say about J.J. McCarthy. You know I'm not a fan of J.J. McCarthy. I don't believe in J.J. McCarthy. He could prove me wrong. I think the Bears at home on Monday Night Football with their new head coach, him trying to make a statement, their quarterback trying to make a statement, the Bears trying to prove that they're legit. I think the Bears are going to win this game by 5 to 7 points minimum. I like the Bears as well.
You don't like Caleb Williams either.
But I like him better than J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
And I like, yeah.
This was a no play for me. What were you saying, Brian?
Would Jared Goff be the only NFC North quarterback you do like, Joel? I was trying to work my way through the list.
I'm not a huge fan of Jared Goff either, but I think of everybody in the division, I like him the most.
The entire division.
Yeah, probably right.
The disrespect for the greatest college quarterback of all time right now is just disgusting.
Is he starting?
We didn't say that.
Brian
didn't say starters. He said quarterbacks in the NFC North.
He's more like a quarterback coach.
20,000 passing yards in his collegiate football career. You know how many guys have done that?
Then why is he not starting?
You know how many guys have done that?
I don't.
One.
I thought it was 19,000 and change.
The one another. Was it total yards that was 20? I might have confused
those.
Yeah,
I think it was total yards that was over 20.
Do you know how many quarterbacks in college football history have had 20,000 total yards?
Just one.
Just one. You know his name?
Case Jerome Keenum.
You know where he went to school?
Yeah, University of
the
Houston.
The University of – you know how many games he's worked with Branham doing the color commentary during the spring game 2 years ago?
One.
My broadcast partner, the greatest college football quarterback of all time, Case Keenum. Yeah,
did
it's 20,000.
Did he restraining order during the broadcast?
No, but he blocked my number immediately after. I'm kidding. I hope I'm kidding.
I haven't checked it lately.
No, I'm not one of those people. How much do I want to play here? I'm a no play. This is not one that I touch. I think it's a coin flip game. I don't really have a feel for either one of these teams early. I didn't touch this one personally.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, Brian, I'll just stay. We can say low again, say 20, unless
yeah,
you see differently.
If Jerome's out, we can go.
Jerome is out.
Yeah,
although I should 20. Be betting on Keenum here. Now that I think about it, because of the leadership that he provides. No, I'm just kidding. I'm no play. $20. Okay,
yep,
that
yep,
works.
Yep.
All right. That's BZ Money. We hand out winners. We're on the Bengals for 30. We're on the Cardinals for 20. We're on the Broncos for a quarter. We're on the Lions for 20. We're on the Bears for 20. The only game that got denied was mine. The only person
thanks
of the three
time,
of
Jeremy.
Us who is 2-0 in the NFL season, and I got denied. I got rejected like Dikembe Mutombo.
Boom shakalaka.
No.
No, boom shakalaka. No, that was a bad use of boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka would be if I yammed on Dikembe Mutombo.
No, wouldn't be a rejection
at the rim. That was a bad. Boom shakalaka is when they dunk it. That was a bad usage
thanks
of that.
Thanks for the
Brian.
Time, Jeremy.
All right, who said it? That was good usage. You went from bad to good. You're good in my book.
You've redeemed yourself.
Let's get to who said it, everybody's least favorite game. Brian will read us quotes said by ESPN 97.5 personalities, and then we'll aimlessly guess on who possibly could have said them. It is the Bees broadcasting live from the Great East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, we know the weekend is upon us, and that means there's plenty of things you want to do. You want to get out. You want to enjoy your time off. You don't want to go and go shopping at stores, and you certainly, if you want to avoid that, don't want to pay the extra prices to get the whatever you're trying to get delivered to your house so you don't have to waste time. At Walmart, it's all taken care of for you because who knew? Their website is brand new, and it's all definitely there to help you get through all the times where you don't want to waste time, energy, and so much more by going to the store. It's absolutely fantastic. You can go now to Walmart.com, and you can literally find 500 million items online. And there's a huge selection of items that are available online you can't even find in the stores. But if you want it, you get it, and you have it delivered to your door absolutely at no extra charge. That's right. As long as you're not in a big hurry, but you want it there, because if you want it delivered in as fast as an hour, you can get that too. But there are fees and terms that go with that. But if you just want it delivered to your door for the same prices that you would pay in store, whether that's groceries, home goods, prescriptions, or anything under the Walmart umbrella that you find on Walmart.com, all you've got to do is go to the website and they will get what you need and they will deliver it to you and there will be no upcharge. you'll pay the same prices as you would pay if you went into the store. How great is that? Now you can save time. You can save all the energy and all the everything that you have to go through with the stress of going to Walmart and get it all delivered right to your door, and the prices don't change. Again, if you want it in about an hour, then you can. There's a fee that goes with that, but I encourage you to start by going to Walmart.com. That's where you can find all the details and see all the things that are available. But keep it in mind, if you got something happening this weekend, maybe you forgot a few things and you're having some people over to watch football this weekend, Walmart.com, while the party gets going, they'll still bring it to your door. You don't have to go out there and leave everybody hanging, and then the stuff is there, the party's there, and you're a hero. Tailgate parties, family items. We needed a birthday gift last week for my oldest daughter before she went to a party. We forgot to get one. Walmart.com coming through in a pinch, getting it to us so she could get to the party, not only on time, but with a great gift so that she looked good too. Absolutely fantastic. I can't tell you enough about them, but all I can tell you to do is check them out for yourself, because the old Walmart.com is out, and who knew, the new one is all suited for you. Check them out today, Walmart.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's now time for Super Producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. Tremac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
All right, who said it? Broadcasting live, East River 9. That's the good news about playing this game at East River 9. No matter how much you hate the game, the setting is good. Bunch of people having drinks at the bar. In fact, there's people here pre-gaming for the ESPN 97.5 listener
party.
That's true. They're pre-gaming here with us at East River 9. Looking forward to that coming up later tonight. But if you're looking for a spot to have a bite, have a drink, watch all of the sports, all of them, this is the spot. Of course, great par 3 course. Beautiful backdrop of the city. They have a full driving range if you want to work on your game. Pickleball courts if you ever want to get schooled. Not by me. I've never played. But let's get to who said it. First quote, Brian.
All right, quote number one. You know, some guys go, no, I want to go get it started. Nah, I'll just take that 7. I'll take that 7 large and sit here. I'm fine with it. I like, not having to worry about not getting hurt. I like this. This is cool. This is great. Sit around, hat backwards, charting plays, 7 mil.
Talk about Bills.
Oh, Davis Mills, yeah.
I'm pretty good if we were trying to read context of what they're talking about. I'm not good at guessing who said it, though. Nah.
Lance?
That was my immediate thought.
Go with it.
Lance.
You know, some guys go, no, I want to go get a starting. Nah. I'll just take that 7. I'll take the 7 large and sit here. I'm fine with it.
Skate
lives
on.
Not
in the ballpark.
Having to worry about getting hurt.
Just fouled one off.
I like this. This is cool. This is great.
He doesn't care about being a starter.
We're day to day.
No, just get that 7 large. I thought the 7 large phrase might tip off that, because that's kind of an older guy, I think, phrasing.
We had the other older guy.
Nah.
That's true. That's true. You
7
did,
large
yeah,
is an old guy phrase?
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
Like referring to a million as large. Doesn't feel like an under 30.
Maybe
thing.
An older gambler guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's just IMO. All right, quote number 2. It needs to be Correa yelling at him. It needs to be Altuve yelling at him. It needs to be Dusty Baker picking up the phone and yelling at him. How about AJ Hinch? Screw it. How many people can we have line up and yell at Framber Valdez, because that was completely unacceptable? Get lost. DFAing him is crazy, but that's how mad I am.
Paul.
Is it?
I think Paul was the most adamant about Framber did it intentionally. He mentioned it to us when we were switching over the other day, how intense he was about the fact that Framber did it purposely. Sounds like that's kind of where that conversation was coming from.
I think 90% of Houston thinks he did it intentionally.
Okay.
90% of people who were wronged.
Who else?
I think Paul's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Paul.
It needs to be Correa yelling at him. It needs to be Altuve yelling at him. It needs to be Dusty Baker picking up the phone and yelling at him. How about AJ Hinch? Screw it.
So there's actually a take there, though. There's a take there. Like, is a spot of taking seriously as a big league manager? Which, I think that's the take. But whatever.
All right, 1-1, quote number 3. This is about Lee Corso. You know, I don't live and die for when he puts the mascot head on. But apparently a lot of players do, because when they did the interviews with Arch Manning and this guy and that guy, they were all, you know, you didn't go to, you couldn't get ready to watch football until you saw what Lee Corso did. I'm like, really? That was, y'all were all waiting for that? So apparently I'm the stick in the mud. And everyone just couldn't wait for what Lee Corso did making his picks. So I guess I'm the cranky one.
I thought it would be Dell, but Dell knows a lot of players, and he knows college football.
There's a word that I picked up on that makes me think it's Lance. But I don't want to give away the word because Brian uses that intelligence against
us.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you're holding on to it, because I thought that the tone was Dell.
Oh, is he trying to bluff now?
I thought,
or is he knowing that I'm thinking he's bluffing and he's doing it intentionally to try to get me off?
Trying to flip you.
Yeah, I think. And look, I already lost. Because if we go
right,
defeated,
but here's
the
trust of the teammate. Because yeah. What I was trying to say is, Dell knows too much about college football to say he would call out players, I think, by name and sort of this guy and that guy and whatever. So I don't think it's Dell as much as initially. That's where I was leading.
So I mean, I suck at this game. We know this. I think it's Lance, though.
Let's try it.
Okay.
You know, I don't live and die for when he puts the mascot.
Was he on a remote?
Yeah, I was going to say.
But apparently, a lot of players.
He was doing this from his bed.
When they did the interviews of Arch.
His bed?
Yeah, he was sick. He took one of the Comrex's home and did it from his bed a couple days.
He was legitimately laying in his bed?
Yeah, at least one of these, he was legit laying down on his bed.
He's going to be at the listener party later?
I think so, yeah.
Is he still sick? Is he okay? Is he well?
I think he was at the remote today, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, you
I didn't
have
see
come
pictures online
mind.
Of
we
him being here.
We don't cross paths.
Anthony, was Lance here today? Was Lance here today? Was Lance in person here today?
He doesn't know. I guess he wasn't here yet. He wasn't here yet.
He wasn't here yet.
Yeah. Well, he was laying in bed.
Yeah. No, he
was. I mean,
like
I do a lot of remote shows. And, like, there are times where I think about wanting to do that. But I'm like, I can't do that.
I mean,
I'll go do it. What were you saying?
I mean, I've seen you do it in hotel rooms.
I did it to troll during a commercial, but I've never done it live during a segment.
Okay.
He works with a guy that does it every day because he relocated.
But he doesn't lay in bed.
Yeah, John sits
Well, he sits in front of it.
Well, I'm talking about laying in bed physically.
I mean, he sounded like he was on his deathbed there.
He did. Yeah, I think he might have been in hospice, actually.
This might be the last you said it for Lance Erline, so in memoriam.
What number are we on? Hopefully five.
This is number four. You guys are 2-1. All right, number four. I'm dealing with my own version of PMS. It's called PFS. There's nothing worse than the 2 weeks between the last preseason game and the start of the NFL season. It's just this big tease, and all I want to do is talk football and watch football.
This can only be Paul.
Indeed. And the only thing I could think of was that he knows this, and so he's trying to bait us again.
No.
But it's got to be Paul. All he cares about is football.
He's also one of – Brian's also like – He'll pick one up for the team. He'll do one for the team. Or if the quote's good enough, he don't care. He doesn't care
That's
if it's
true.
Obvious.
That is true.
And I think this is an obvious Paul. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Obvious Paul.
I'm dealing with my own version of PMS. It's called
Winner.
What other ESPN 97.5 personality? Not even that.
What other
Houston radio host? What other sports radio host in general would relate a football take to PMS? There is one person in the world, and it is Paul Gallant, and that's what makes him great. He is a PMS unicorn.
There might be two.
Who's the second? PMS to PFS?
Yeah.
He's talking about menstrual cycles? Is he making a comparison to football?
Did you say menstrual?
Is that not what it is?
Menstrual.
I don't know. I'm not a woman.
It doesn't matter. You know English.
Barely. I'm ESL. You know this.
You're ESL, not PMS?
No, it was only Paul. It was always Paul.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so did we win?
Yeah, you're up 3-1.
Yeah. If we get the next one right, can we eliminate this game?
No, of course not.
Yes.
I
can't blame you for asking.
Respect the game.
Nine, five.
But you did read that one exactly correct. I didn't care if you guys got that one. Okay, last quote for grins and giggles. So I don't think the SEC is overrated. I think they played, at least in Texas's case, a great team. And by the way, Texas is not an SEC team. They just happen to play there. I will continue to stand on that. They're SEC. No, Texas is Texas. They shouldn't be branded an SEC team. The brand is too big for that.
It's Dell?
It doesn't matter. Just go. Yeah,
I
Dell.
Know. I think it's Dell.
So, I don't think the
yep.
I don't think
Man,
the SEC
dominated.
Is overrated.
We were so I close to getting perfection today.
They played, at least
I think
in
I'm
Texas
more
case,
mad than happy.
I think you'd rather go 3-2 than 4-1. No?
No,
I like the extra domination.
No,
don't
I'm talking about Jeremy.
Twisted there. Oh.
I'm Ricky Bobby here, bro. I'm 5-0 or nothing else. That's what I'm at. But, I mean, all right, whatever. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right, what are you most looking forward to Sunday? Texans, Rams, what are you most looking forward to? 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees broadcasting live, East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Football is back. We love football. It is back. Underdog is the place to make picks and win money all season long. Playing on Underdog is easy to do. It's fun to do. You already know it's my favorite app. We always get these, if you're an iPhone user, you get these app usages, how much you're on your phone. Underdog by far for me. And it's going to be your favorite app too. Pick whether your favorite players go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, yards, interceptions, and more. Also new to Underdog, you can now pick teams. That's right. Pick your favorite team on whether or not they will win or lose, like Sunday. Maybe the Texans win. You like that. So get that in. Get your picks right. Get them in. Lock them in. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. I was looking at this Texans-Rams game. In fact, I plugged in a play. Stroud, what do you like Stroud to do? Higher or lower, 231.5 passing yards. Stafford, 233.5 passing yards. You higher or you lower on that? Here's my play. I'm lower Nick Chubb, 42.5. I'm a Nick Chubb hater. You know that. I am lower Tyler Higbee, 25.5 receiving yards. I am higher Will Anderson, half a sack. I am higher Jared Verse, half a sack. And I am higher C.J. Stroud, completion percentage at 67.2. You can follow me. You can tell me. You can fade me. Whatever you want to do, just do it at Underdog. It's so much fun to play, easy to play, so much money to win as well. Underdog still has their originals, too, the traps, the ladders, the streaks. You're going to love it. Download the app today and win big. Sign up with promo code KILLERB. You're going to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
East River 9, your spot for all your sports viewing, drinking, food eating. The River House, fantastic food, fantastic time. It's buzzing in here today, too. It is a nice crowd on a Friday. But get on out here to the River House, East River 9. Enjoy some good food, some good drinks, some good times. Also, the golf course is good. It'll be real good here pretty soon once the weather gets cooler. They got the pickleball. They got the full-scale driving range. Perfect. I mean, this is a great spot. It's getting more popular, busier and busier each and every time we come out. And thankful for them to host us today. A texture, if y'all don't like the Who Said It game, why is it still in the rotation? Well, it's majority rules here. I'm the only one who doesn't like the game. Brian and Blankers like the game, so I get outruled. But I'm going to gripe about it. I'm going to complain about it until it goes away. So that's why. All right, what are you most eager to watch Sunday? But before we get to Sunday, it's the best preview music, song, jingle, whatever you want to call it, in the history of the league. It's each and every week. That guy kind of looks like a younger Andy Reid. Anyways, here was
Patrick Creighton.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. He had a mustache.
So does Creighton.
He had a mustache. Creighton does?
I mean, he's got kind of. Sometimes he goes scruffy beard, too.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I guess I couldn't speak. But, anyways, here's Colt Fan with this week's rendition of Bleed Blue.
All right, guys. First game of the season. Let's do it. Woo! This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. Beat the Dolphins. Let's do it for good old Jim. This is our team.
Oh,
go
classy.
Colts.
Yay! That neigh was classy. That neigh was classy for old Jim.
That, That high pitch stuff is.
I mean, don't get on the guy for having vocal range, Blinkers. That range that we can only dream of.
That's not even a falsetto. That's just awful.
Is he adding production? Like, at the beginning of that, I think there's a little auto-tune. I think he's got a little auto-tune going on, Colt.
Yeah, I definitely think there's some auto-tune there.
I think he's added an element of production. He's becoming big time, and he's adding a little bit of production value.
I don't know. He might think he's becoming big time.
I don't know why you hate Colt fan.
Because it sounds awful. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I question your quality. I'm not sure you have good taste.
On a daily basis, you do that.
I'm not sure you have good taste in your football jingles and your mantras for the week. I don't know if that's a mantra, really. What's the best way to describe what he does? Like an anthem? It's not really an anthem. It's 30 seconds.
It's a
what would we call that?
A fight song?
But is it too short to be a fight song?
Like,
what would we call that, Brian?
I mean,
what
do you call
I'm not sure.
Clay Walker's deal.
His is long. His is a full-blown song.
Yeah, his is like 3.5, 4.
Football time in Houston, and the Texans aren't ready to win, not ready to compete. They're ready to play. Ready
a
to
jingle?
Play today.
Is it like a jingle?
Yeah, a jingle I think is a good call. It's like a jingle. It's like the Colts jingle. He tries to call it a hype song. It's not a hype song.
No.
It's too short to be a hype song. No, he calls it a team song anthem. No, it's not a song and it's not an anthem, I don't think. I don't think that it is. All right, whatever. What are you most eager to watch on Sunday?
For me, it's just to get some questions answered. I just want to see what we haven't seen in the offensive line, in Nick Caley, in Popovich, in everything, in CJ with his reads, and everything that everybody's wanted from the entire offseason, everything that needed to be addressed, everything that we have heard nothing but hype about. I want some answers. I want to see how it all plays out. I want to see how it looks against another team in a game that matters. And I want to see how much they've nailed it and how many guys are really going to be able to live up to the hype they got during the preseason.
Yeah, I think all the ones for me are on the offensive side. Like, defensively, you kind of know what you're going to get because there are a lot of returning faces. Like, there's some new ones, though. Like, what is the second linebacker position look like? Is that going to be Harris, Speedy, Toho Toho? Will they play a little 4-3? I've seen a little bit of that chit-chat that they might try to play a little bit more base. I don't know. Like, they're always a nickel, like 98% of the time. They're really going to play a lot of 4-3. And if you do, I don't think this is the week to do it against the Rams opponent. We like to spread it out a little bit more. But on the offense starts there. Like, what is Nick Caley calling the first game in his NFL regular season life look like? What does the Texans' new-look offensive line look like? What does C.J. Stroud look like with control at the line of scrimmage? What does receiver 2 look like? Because that's completely unknown. Last year you had Tank got hurt. You had Diggs, you got hurt. This year you have two rookies, and Xavier Hutchinson maybe getting an elevation. The running back room completely different. So the running back, there's a lot of unknown there. The defensive stuff isn't as much the unknown stuff. It's more like how do they match up against the Rams? Like, what does it look like, Puka, Devontae versus Stingley and Lassiter? Remember, Devontae schooled, I think it was Petrie
last year the slot.
They lined him up in the slot. Like, does McVay go to that? Does McVay go, okay, we're going to pick on Petrie in the slot because he can't cover? Yes, he's a good hitter out of the nickel corner, but he can't cover. Do they line up Puka and Devontae in the slot and try to take advantage of that matchup?
I think
do the Texans play a bunch of zone and try to get away from getting that matchup? So, like, to me, the X's and O's stuff is way more intriguing on the defensive side of the ball because there's more known commodities there. The offense to me is more the intrigue on, like, what is this going to look like in 2025?
I think there's one more on the defensive side.
What is it?
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
Week one, just from what looked like a season-ending injury that everybody was overreacting to how quickly he's coming back now and what's he going to look like in week one when it matters. Like, are you rushing him back too quick? Is he legitimately maybe did he overreact and is he really good to go? That's something I'm going to be keeping an eye on.
I wonder, too. Like, if the Texans do go 4-3, which I don't think they're going to do this much. I think it's just chit-chat before the season. I remember us in the city talking about the Texans. I remember this being talked about last year. Like, I wonder if D'Amico gets back to 4-3 and, like, okay, like, we had that conversation and then they're in nickel 99% of the time. I think it's going to be that. But I do wonder if they go 4-3 occasionally. I don't think it'd be the week to do it again. But I wonder if they do. One, who's your second linebacker? Who would you say is your second linebacker tomorrow?
Speed and Disease.
Who would be your third?
Probably
Harris. If you're
going
4-3, okay. If you go 4-3, your nickel comes off the field in place of a linebacker. If you do go 4-3, is Petrie coming off the field entirely, or is he bouncing back to safety, and you're bouncing one of the other safeties off the field?
I think ideally you move him back to safety so he doesn't come off the field because of his ability to hit and his ability to, you know, blitz the get into the backfield. But I think that you set yourself up to a vulnerable aspect of the deep ball with a guy that can throw the deep ball well. So I think he comes off the field.
If it were up to me, I don't want Petrie playing safety. Like, give me Bullock and CD there and just, okay, Petrie, like, we paid you a lot of money. That's why I don't think they're going to play much 4-3. Like, oh, it's shaping up to play more 4-3 because you have these linebackers. No, they're going to play nickel. Like, they don't sign Jalen Petrie to, at the time, the most nickel money ever given to a nickel corner and then all of a sudden play 40% of their snaps in base.
No.
That ain't happening.
But I think you know who you're playing against. And you know how fully capable they are of dismantling you if you make the wrong call on defense. And I think that they realize Petrie can be vulnerable in coverage.
Here was Nick Caley on Landry. Landry picked this up, I guess, in the locker room. But they were talking about Nick Caley and, like, his beliefs and, like, what are some of his mantras and all of this stuff, his coaching principles. And I guess they were talking about core axioms. So Nick Caley's a big believer in core axioms. And here was Caley asking or answering Landry's question about what are those core axioms for your offense?
I would say specifically it's playing smart football, not beating yourself. You can't win until you keep from losing. Okay, that's the first thing. So no pre-snap penalties, not turning over the football. That transcends every single position to me on offense, okay? The second thing that I would say is playing fundamentally sound, okay? There's great players in this league. We're going to go against plenty of them this week and every single week from here on out. So if you don't play with good fundamentals, you don't really give yourself the best chance to play. I believe in that to a core. That's how I was raised in this business. The staff believes in that. And so I believe in that. For every single position, there's certain techniques that, you know, the line does that may not carry over to receivers, but they both block, okay? They both have to get a line. They both have to play with a level of urgency, and those are the things that we believe in. And then obviously being a dependable teammate and coming through and having guys trust you next to you, and that carries over into whether it's assignments, whether it's being able to be out there every single day and practicing and giving yourself a chance to get better. So those are the core axioms. I think you have to start there to have a foundation, and then you build it from there.
There you go. He sounds like a more butch Sean McVay.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I was just going to say, like, you don't think that he not only was cut out of the McVay mold, but he's basically nailed how to answer questions. He started out a little like Nick in the way he sounded, but then as you got into it, it was like, oh, my God, he's McVay Jr.
Yeah, McVay's got, like, the squealy pitch a little bit, kind of like Colt fan, whereas Caley's a little deeper with his
but they're
vocal
fast.
Pitch. They're fast. Like, you can – if you – Their what is it called? Their cadence?
Uh-huh.
Their cadence is almost identical.
Yep.
Almost identical. Caley just has a little deeper voice than McVay does. McVay's so squealy. I listened to McVay stuff this week, too. He's really good. He'd be excellent on TV. Like, he'd be the best on TV. But he's got a very, very high-pitched voice. Not that there's anything wrong with that. All right, 713-780-ESP. We'll get to the car wreck of the day in just a moment. But a big game coming up next Friday. We're about a week away, on the nose almost, about a week and 15 minutes away from a huge, massive college football game at TDECU Stadium. Big 12 opener for Houston. The Cougars welcome in prime time and the Colorado Buffaloes for a Big 12 showdown. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fantastic. Also during halftime, Hispanic Heritage Halftime Show. The Spirit of Houston performing songs from Selena. The U of H Mariachi Pumas will take the field for a special performance. If you never had the chance to listen to the Pumas, they are great. Get ready for a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the pageantry, the tradition, the roar of the crowd as a Houston Cougar football game. Get the tickets at uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Lock in your tickets today. Come early, be loud, wear red. Tailgating starts at 3:30. Cougs on Parade is at 5:20, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 7 to honor the greatest collegiate quarterback that has ever played the game. Caller 7, 713-780-3776. You're watching the Big 12 opener for Houston next Friday. Houston, Colorado, a week from today. Coming up next, car wreck of the day. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Temperature Pro, because Temperature Pro is the name that you need to know. Because at any given time in the heat of Houston, like we're dealing with even right now, you know that you need a good air conditioning company. You need a good air conditioning company that's going to be there for you. They can be trusted. They have great ratings. But they're going to give you better service than just before everything is said and done, but all the way through and after the sale. That's why I'm telling you about Temperature Pro. They're the best in the business. You can trust them. A-plus Better Business Bureau ratings to start with. They've been in business for over 20 years. That's experience. And because you got reliability, trust, and experience, that's a great combination when you're dealing with something so vitally important as air conditioning. They got all the big brand names, Trane, Carrier, Daikin, Goodman, and Lennox. And they've got fantastic financing. 12 months, no payments, no interest. You need the air conditioning fixed immediately. You may not be able to pay for it for a little bit, and that's where they're here to help, too. Put your AC needs in the trusted hands of Temperature Pro. And my good friend John Blitz, he owns the company. We grew up together. If I can't trust him, who the hell can I trust? He is the guy that I send all my neighbors to and my friends to, and then they come back to me and tell me, wow, he took care of me. He matched and beat the prices that we were getting from other companies. He gave us a better warranty. He made sure that we were pleased even after we got done with the work. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, and that's why I recommend you go check him out. BlitzProServices.com is how you can find the website. But better yet, just give them a call because it's an easy-to-remember number, and they're going to be right there to your door. 281-247-5925. That's 281-247-5925. Whether you need a tune-up, a checkup, or you need a whole new system, there's only one name to know, and that's Temperature Pro.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen right now. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Why? Well, they're transparent. Not going to hassle you with pricing. You're going to get your car shopping done fast. You're going to love your experience with Monument Chevrolet. Unlike all the other dealerships you've dealt with to buy vehicles, it's a nightmare. It's no fun. Are they upcharging you? That's never the case with Monument Chevrolet. It's probably why they've been serving the Houston area for 50 years, why they're a pillar of the community. They've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and these families keep coming back because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel there, friendly atmosphere. They hire great people, which leads to an unbelievable culture. Get a fair deal, a fast deal, an easy deal without wasting your time in aggravating, stressful negotiations. From the Suburban to the Silverado 1500, from the Blazer EV, you're going to enjoy any vehicle you get. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, do it now. Visit them online at MonumentChevrolet.com. Check out their inventory, MonumentChevrolet.com, or better yet, just visit them in person, 225 and Bellway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
I'll give you a bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wrecks of the day, what you got? 713-780-3776. Blankers, your car wreck of the day.
Let's start with the obvious. Hawk Tui part two. Let's go to Jalen Carter.
Some of those memes last night were hilarious.
Oh, my God. I mean, no brainer in the fact that he didn't use one. But I got to say that he leads the list. And then Aaron Boone and the Yankees for my second one, because of the fact that in a game you got one in the ninth inning of a game you're trying to get home for, you decide to challenge the bat of a guy that hasn't done a whole lot of damage to you.
The more I think about it, the more I think that this was a knowledge flex. I think it was a knowledge flex. Like, the timing of doing it strategically makes no sense. Makes no sense. Like, no. Why are you – like, why? Why would you use that there?
I have no
idea. It was
idea.
A knowledge flex. 100%. I'm convinced.
What, that he knew that the bat?
Look at me working hard and finding out information. I'm going to flex my knowledge here. Because if you had that information, why wouldn't you play that in a playoff game potentially that has way more at stake? It's not a 5-run lead in the ninth. That would be the time you do it. It was a knowledge flex. 100%. I'm convinced.
Plus, a lot of people don't think he knows how to teach base running and other things. So,
like, look at me working hard. Look at me knowing ball, guys. It was a knowledge flex. It was absolutely a knowledge flex. Jalen Carter, I had that one as well. Also want to nominate this. I hate what has happened to boxing. Mike Tyson is going to fight Floyd Mayweather in an exhibition. I hate what has happened to the sweet science. It's not even the sweet science anymore. Now it's the disgusting science. A science I don't even want to watch. A science I don't even want to experiment with. It makes me sick. Yeah, I'll watch it. But it makes me sick.
Well, I will say,
I mean, are we going to have all the stipulations, too?
about the current state of boxing. Don't forget Canelo and Crawford.
I know.
Coming up on
September 13th. That's next Saturday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, week from Saturday.
I am very excited for that.
Are they going to have all the stipulations about you can't do this, you can't do this?
It's an exhibition, so they're probably going to have probably what?
And those big gloves?
28-ounce gloves or whatever they are. They're going to have like 2-minute rounds. It'll be like a 5-round fight. I bet you it ends in a draw. It's a wrestling match.
I don't like it at all.
I can't stand it. It makes me so sad about the state of boxing. All right, so anyways, I digress. Brian?
You guys covered, actually, the three that I had at the top of my mind with Jalen Carter, Aaron Boone, and that sham of a boxing match between Mayweather and Mike Tyson. But I'll throw in Jerome tossing his wedding ring to the floor during the middle of the remote
today.
Toss
it to the floor.
I mean, he just spiked it to the floor like he was a running back running into the end zone and celebrating his touchdown. Throwing
what does it feel like to lie as much as you're
right
lying?
To the floor.
See you, brother.
I would throw in the patron here, the female patron that decided to full-blown go storming into the men's room.
There's really no excuse either because that's a very clear men's sign.
Yep, it's on the glass, very large as you go in. It's also to the side of the door on a sign as well. So it's near, clearly notated twice.
That's so weird. Like some of these restaurants, it's like hard to tell, you know, like especially, you know, like they'll have like weird things. Like, oh, okay, you confused me. I don't know which way to go.
Right.
I'll look for the urinal when I walk in. This one's very clear.
Aside from a flashing neon sign, it's pretty well notated.
Not only is it clear once, but it's clear twice, to your point. Josh from Seabrook, car wreck of the day, Jalen Carter, Spitgate, not just for the act, but the retroactive revisionist history saying that Dak spat first. He might have.
He kind of did. Did he spit at him is a different story, but did he spit? He admitted that he spits about 100 times.
Spitgate. Coming up after us, by the way, it's more of me. More of me and my sidekick, Joe George, on Inside the Icebox, smoking and toasting, coming up at 8. All right, what's winning here, Blinkers?
I think it's Jalen Carter, easy.
Yeah, I think so, too. Jalen Carter in a landslide. It's almost like he ran away with this race. All right, Jalen Carter, the winner, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank on Branham. Thanks to our on-site engineers, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham as well. thank you to East River 9 for having us out. Great time. This is your spot to watch all your football this weekend. Keep it here inside the Icebox coming up next. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Good night.
Thanks for the time, Jeremy.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.